Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Sing it, Hugh. You're wearing the Santa hat today. Come on now.
I'm all right with this one.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
And I like the Feliz Navidad song, too.
That is one of your favorites.
That go hard.
So you got 6 days. Are you ready with your shopping?
Nah.
Come on now. 6 days.
I thought about going out today.
Yeah, why not? It's a nice day.
Nah,
warmer.
I'd be like four people. Like at the mall. Like, you know, the one thing that I always remember about when you used to go out like to the mall for real is the moms fighting over certain toys.
Yeah.
Do not get in the way of a mother. And a toy.
I would never.
She will punch you in the face.
I think that's probably been curtailed a little bit with online shopping, Amazon.
Well, it has, yeah, but a lot of times, some people still like to do it the old-fashioned way, and they will act a fool at the.
Well, you got
to
get that last toy. Yeah, what are you going to do? It's do or die. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls here in a second on all these things, including Hurts. You expect a big game tomorrow. He played well against the Raiders. We expect another big one. I'm expecting them to run the football. This is one of the worst run defenses in the league, in the Commanders. Just run it 40 times and just win this division. Vision and get out of there. I don't need or expect a huge game out of Jalen tomorrow. Where do you come down on Jalen? And after watching last night, let's be honest. Are we in the same category as the Rams and Seahawks? I don't see it unless our offense gets better. Our defense keep us in the game, but those offenses are at a different level than ours. We need to get better over the next month to beat one or both of those teams in the postseason. All right. Before we go any further, though, can we maybe a little intervention, a little help? We love Elliott Shore Parks, and sometimes once in a while, we fight with him. I fight with him, but I love Elliot. And once in a while, I also feel like I got to help him. So let's try to unpack a couple of Elliot's takes here and see if we agree, disagree, and can we help him moving forward. So this was Elliot this morning on the morning show talking about the Eagles offense.
Is there enough time for this offense to improve the amount, the significant amount it really feels like it needs to, you know, be good enough for a postseason push?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the offense is what it is at this point. I think the Eagles' path to the Super Bowl and through the postseason is an elite defense, a running game that has improved, I would say, over the past few weeks. It's not great. It's likely not going to be great. But a running game that at least can not get negative yardage. They only had three penalties last week. That was big, you know, keeping them out of third and longs, keeping them in first and second downs that aren't behind the sticks. Like, that's their path. I don't think their path is going to be scoring in the high 30s and, you know, out-dueling teams like that. Like, you watched that game last night, and I think the Eagles can beat either of those teams, but I think they need to beat them in the way that their defense, I think, is better than both of those defenses.
All right. So, I mean, I do agree with his overall point. If they're going to win against the Seahawks and Rams in the playoffs, they need their defense to guide them, right? They need the game to probably be a little bit lower scoring than the Rams that Seahawks typically play, and maybe we can win an ugly game. I'm with Elliot on that. But didn't he just argue with me 2 days ago that the Eagles' offense is more trustworthy than the Rams? Didn't we just do this?
I think I did hear the argument.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I hate to admit something like this.
What do you got?
The guy's rent-free in my head with the 2022 thing.
You go back to 22.
Yeah, 2022. Yeah. Did I misspeak?
No, you did. No, okay. I'm just trying to like think as you go. Go ahead.
It drives me insane. What are you talking
He's
about?
He's got you in a spin cycle.
It honestly does. I'm in a blender. I can't take it. The 2022 thing is outrageous.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it does.
Of course it doesn't.
Well, that's why when I was fighting with him, I brought up, well, why don't we use 21 in the mix? And that, well, that's too long ago. So 22 is too
long ago. Yeah, I wonder if you, I asked you guys this earlier. I wonder if you combined the Eagles' rushing yards from last season and this year, and did that for every team in the league, where we would stack up.
Oh, it'd have to be. The Eagles ran for 3,000 yards as a team last year.
Okay.
They'd have to be still top 10, top
so
five.
I present that without further comment.
Yeah, if you combine statistics over years, it doesn't put the picture of this year into the focus.
Yeah,
it doesn't. All right, so that's
also,
what,
like, one last thing
in your head.
He is in my head. Does he realize when they crown a Super Bowl champion, it's because of this season? The whole sample size thing, they don't crown a champion from 2022 to 2025.
No, it doesn't work like that.
No.
It's a single season.
The winner of the Super Bowl wins this season's Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Okay.
So we got to figure out a way to beat these Rams and these Seahawks.
That's the last
thing. That's it. Okay. So that's one thing. And that one, it struck me, but I can move on from that. I'm not sure if I can move on from this. And if you're watching on YouTube, you got a chance to watch this. Actually, great shot. Elliot doing some hits on CBS. We love that. But I specifically want everyone's take, including Hughes, on this, because Hugh, you've accomplished this. You've done this quite a few times.
What's that? Filibuster?
Well, no, you do that every day. But I don't, but I'd be accused of it. Okay, I want you to listen and watch our guy Elliot on CBS3 talking about what he thinks the Eagles should do tomorrow if and when they clinch the NFC East.
Is this something that they should make a big deal about?
Absolutely. I want to see celebrations. Like, while I'll be in that locker room on Sunday or Saturday, if they win, they should celebrate. I want to see T-shirts. I want to see hats. And I really want to see the word Nick has been using all week. I want to see joy. Like, opening night of the season, they diminished the Super Bowl banner. They didn't go out on the field for it. All training camp, it was, we're not Super Bowl champions. That's year over. And now what do we hear from them? We got to have fun. We have to have fun. We have to focus on joy. Well, what better way to do it than to celebrate? I know people will say, you have bigger goals. You're the champion. It's just a division title. This is something this franchise hasn't done in 20 years. I think the players could use a celebration. I think the fan base, frankly, could use a celebration. So if they do on Saturday win the game and win the division, I think we should celebrate. I'm not saying a parade, but I think it should be something that is celebrated.
All right. So he did say there in that hit on CBS3, hats, T-shirts, when he tweeted the clip, he threw in champagne if they want. Hugh Douglas, you have won division titles. You have been to a Super Bowl. You have been trying to, you know, you were part of those teams that won it multiple years in a row. Hugh, your thoughts on a celebration tomorrow evening in D.C., including T-shirts, hats, champagne if they want.
From coming from 1-15, 3-13 my first couple years, and then coming here and going 3-13 and to winning our first division, I'll say this. The first time it was cool.
Of course.
Because it was, you know, as a player, as an NFL player, you know, you have certain goals that you want. You know, it was a first-round draft pick. Made a lot of money my first year, but was losing. So then you come to an organization that starts winning. It was a nice goal in the beginning. But as you progress through it, that's not good enough. And I can't remember ever celebrating a division championship. You know, it was something where you got the T-shirts and everybody's like, oh, that's cool. You know, like I said, you give it to your wife or your significant other, and you think about that back in the day. Nobody's remember talking about, hey, I was the NFC East division champ.
Yeah.
Nobody talking about that. They're talking about the Super Bowl champ and things of that nature. So, no. Nah. I mean, I get it. You know, baseball players celebrate every
round.
Advancement.
Yep.
But no. Mm-mm. It's
all
different.
Right. So, I want to unpack this in two ways. If they have t-shirts in the locker room tomorrow night and a few of the players put them on, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to rip anybody for putting a t-shirt on. It is an accomplishment to win this division in back-to-back years. It hasn't been done since Hugh was playing. It just doesn't happen in the NFCs, and they're going to do it. We tried to tell you that a month ago, and we hung a banner here. I mean, we started the celebration a month ago. As far as the champagne goes, my goodness gracious, no. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl last year. We were talking about a dynasty this offseason. A dynasty! To have champagne for winning a division where nobody else is over 500 would be almost comical. I mean, like, it would be like, what am I watching? I can deal with the shirt and a hat. I'm not going to care. They want to put a t-shirt on. Go for it. Mm-hmm. You won the division. You go back to the playoffs and have a home playoff game. The idea of champagne.
Getting some drinks.
Champagne?
Well, you're probably, you know, on the train ride home, you can get some drinks.
Oh, that's different. When I think champagne, I think like the locker room celebration where they pop the cork.
You're talking about like they do with the Phillies.
In baseball, yeah. Which No.
Now, you might get you a couple adult beverages.
Good Saturday
beer.
Night, go get banged up.
That's fine.
Or a beer. You might get you some beers.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, have somebody pick you up from the train station.
A champagne. If they're pouring champagne over each other's heads for winning the NFC East in a year, nobody, again, the next best team has 6 wins. Yeah. Come on.
That's like the last thing that I could see Jalen Hurts doing, by the way.
Oh, me too. Pouring champagne on someone's head. I mean, last year when they won the Super Bowl, he was stoic. He was smoking a cigar. Right. Like, that's just not his scene.
Does Elliot even know who Jalen Hurts is?
I think he does.
To suggest something like that?
Yeah. I just... What would your reaction be if they popped champagne?
Oh, I'd be embarrassed. I'd be in here. I think we might have to... We would maybe have to pivot off of Monday's topic, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. No, it's about the celebration.
But, like, what were they thinking?
Yeah, no, we can't. We just absolutely can't do that. 215-592-9495. Are your reaction to that idea? Hats, T-shirts, popping champagne for winning the NFCs. I can't do that, especially the latter one. And all this, including Seahawks and Rams. Are we in the same class, those teams? All right, let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Ho, ho, ho.
There it is.
Christmas, Philadelphia. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa to everybody out there.
Aaron, how are we doing?
Two things before we get into the topic. Mm-hmm. First off, I thought you were going to call out Jack Fritz for calling me charming last night. And secondly...
I didn't hear that.
It happened during his segment.
That's not the word I would use.
The second thing is I think the midday show needs to go out of their way to put something extra special in Blue Jeans Larkin's stocking this year, because watching that intersection between you and Washington, D.C., you guys have that beautiful studio, and B. Mitchell looked like he was working out of somebody's garage that was currently under construction.
What was that?
He's taking shots.
Okay.
I didn't get it.
Aaron, we got to be better than this. Yeah, the jokes.
Joe, I got a question.
The routine stinks.
In the last four years, how many times has the Eagles' offense averaged more than 30 points or 30 points?
In the last three seasons? I don't know if any. I don't think any.
Okay. Now, another question. Mm-hmm. How many times in the last 5 years have the Kansas City Chiefs averaged over 30 points?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't know, maybe one or two. It's hard. None. It's hard. It's hard to average 30 points.
The answer is none.
Okay, so yeah, so right. So it's unique when teams average 30 points a game. It's a lot.
Your argument is goofy because your offense averages 30 points doesn't make you a Super Bowl contender.
Well, okay? Sure it does.
You have to have a complete team. And I was at ground zero yesterday.
Well, hold on. Time out. You know, before I haven't looked at the numbers since last night because they both gave up points to each other. You know, before last night, the Seahawks and Rams were giving up fewer points per game than the Eagles' defense, which we think is great. So they have a better offense, and their defenses gave up fewer points per game. So what are you talking about?
So last night I had to go to a company dinner, right? The Christmas dinner, and the boss is
I don't give a
Rams fan. So, and there's a bunch of Rams fans there, and then everybody that wasn't a football fan was rooting for the Rams because they were trying to brown nose the boss. So it was an interesting night. But what I saw,
wow.
I saw Sam Darnold be Sam Darnold. Okay. And he benefited from a ridiculous play that we'll probably never, ever see again in the NFL. And then secondly, his special teams helped him out. Okay. On the other side of the ball, everybody talks about this Rams team. I watched Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua. I mean, he makes Matthew Stafford look like an all pro. I mean, it is ridiculous the catches that this guy makes. But here's the difference between the Eagles and the Rams. We have Quintanamo Bay, and he can shut down Puka Nacua. And if Adams does not come back with that hamstring injury, we match up perfectly with that team. And I said last night, and I'm going to say it again, it doesn't matter if we're the second seed or the third seed. It doesn't matter if we got a home game mm-hmm. or an away game. The Eagles fans travel. We can go wherever anybody wants to meet us. Okay, this team is getting healthier. You're going to see them take the reins off of the Sky Marshal, and we are going to blow Marcus Mariota and the Commies away. Let's go, Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, Aaron, appreciate the phone call. Blow them away. Well, they could tomorrow. And
they are
7-point favorites.
I mean, it's possible. Definitely it's possible.
That's all you got on Aaron's whole phone call?
I quit paying attention when he said something about B. Mitch's studio or something. Like, you're not, Aaron, listen, I like you. You're a nice guy. You're not funny.
Did Jack call him funny. Charming last
yeah,
night?
Nah,
is Aaron charming?
Mm-mm.
Well, Hugh did something yesterday. If you can't use the word charming to describe Aaron, as we did with Hurts yesterday, what word would you use to describe Aaron from San Diego?
Boring.
Okay.
I love you, Aaron, but you're not funny.
Maybe I shouldn't ask that.
You're not that funny. I mean, you try a lot, but your jokes fall short, so just stop.
Yeah. This one is going to be the one I sit out.
Yeah, this and it's
best
like
to not get in
the
trouble.
Good Morning Philadelphia thing.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, I check out. Like, to be honest, Aaron, I love you. You my dog. But every time you start talking, dog, I start looking at my phone or something.
Less is more, as you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't be paying attention to what you're talking about.
We had Andy from Westchester earlier. Did we have to run Andy off, or was it Jeff? Or maybe Andy didn't pick up.
No, we ran Jeff off.
Yeah, Andy wasn't there.
Oh, is Andy there now?
We did run Jeff.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jeff.
I got called into a meeting, and I annoyed Kyle. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, because you can hang up.
Go ahead, Andy.
So, first of all, you are the gift that keeps on giving. That was the best PSA I've ever heard this morning.
No, I'm just saying, because, you know, Andy, we all know that this is the time of year where odd things happen. And people do things that, you know, when they come to work Monday, they might get them in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to help them out.
Well, being a truck driver, I'd be in really bad shape if something like that happened at my company party. But so anyway, to your point, I think they do have a big game this weekend. I think that Hurts is actually in the position I like him in, where he is feeling slighted and feeling, you know, like he's been disrespected. And I think that's why he had such a good game last week. And the other reason I think they score big is because they're the birds, you.
The birds.
It's Friday, Hugh. Don't forget. Friday. We go a little over the top with the predictions. That's what we do.
So I don't know. You don't see it as a high scoring game? I mean, I kind of feel like it's going to be.
I don't know, Andy. I don't know how I feel about this one. I know the Eagles are going to win, but I don't know what that looks like.
I just have a question. Do you have any Commanders fear?
Mm-mm. But I could smell it. I fear the rivalry. You know what's funny? I wanted to.
There we go.
I remember when I first got here. Steven Davis was the running back, right? And we went down there and we were beating the brakes off the Commodores. And they put B. Mitch in the game. And B. Mitch single-handedly brought them back and they won that game. I can't remember which one it was, but that's what I remember about that game. And that's why B. Mitch made that comment. He could outrun me. Because I saw the back of B. Mitch's jersey.
Hey, what happened? Why'd you let him do that?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I remember that. I remember that game vividly.
Go ahead, Andy.
Not my fault, Andy. I was just having PTSD.
No, it's fine. I love listening. It's been a very contentious couple of weeks. I've actually been really enjoying it. I know I told you that last week. It's just a lot of guys pissing you guys off. And I'm sorry, but it makes me laugh.
Well, I'm glad
we're here for you.
Yeah, so of course. And Andy, we appreciate the phone call. I don't mind if people someone disagree. I mean, you can disagree all you want with whatever's going on. Reality feels like we're losing the plot sometimes with this stuff.
I feel like people don't hear what's being said, and they automatically assume it's meant to be derogatory. You know, and it's funny, right? Because I looked at you because B. Mitch said the exact same thing that I said yesterday
about Jalen.
He said he doesn't know what he is. I asked that question yesterday.
What is he?
And everybody took offense to it. And you have see, I'm about to not Kyle Quinn, y'all, but I'm about to Ryan Clark, y'all.
12. It was 12:15 yesterday. So this segment's the Ryan Clark segment.
No, let me tell you, because B. Mitch said it, and I just let it go.
Yeah.
He said we don't know what Jalen is. Mm. That's why I asked the question. But when people hear that, they automatically assume that it's meant to be derogatory. Everybody that has played this game, when you talk about Jalen, they'll say something about his legs. Or they'll tell you, even Donovan said he has to be better or he has to see more. But these are the guys that played the game.
Of course.
And when they say it, you feel like it's a slight. No, it's not a slight. It's we've played the game. You play Madden. Y'all play Madden. And y'all feel like y'all know a couple names of some plays, 2 Jet Dancer, Tango, Z Post, or whatever, and you feel like you know football. You don't. You got experts out here telling you every day, hey, he needs to play better. Jason Avant says it. Jason Avant comes in here, and he watches tape extensively, and he'll tell you, hey, quarterback needs to play better. But y'all Madden cats will sit there and get mad. Like, it's a slight. It's not a slight. The one thing that I know that you probably don't know because I did play football is that you're always striving to be better. Jalen has told you on more than one occasion in his press conference that he's striving to be better. Jalen has accomplished a lot. He can do a lot more. He can be a lot better. But that's the space that you live in as a professional athlete. LeBron James, perfect example. LeBron James has been playing basketball for 20 seasons. The most of anybody. You know why LeBron James is doing that? Because LeBron James is not the same person every season that he plays this game. Mm. He changes his game. That's the thing that civilians don't understand. And that's what we try to tell you, the guys that did it. We try to tell you this on a day-to-day basis, but you don't want to hear it. LeBron James has been playing 20 years, and the LeBron James that you saw in his first year is not the LeBron James that's in his 20th year.
It's not even close, really. Yeah, different player.
But he's a different – that's what I'm saying. But when you say that to people, they get in their feelings because they think you need to start listening. Probably why – never mind, I'm going to go ahead and hold on to that one. But you need to start listening to what's being said. Nobody's hit – listen, we've all played this game. And everybody in the NFL that talks about football, this is a brotherhood that you'll never understand. It's almost like in a fraternity. And nobody's trying to diss anybody, but we all have been critiqued and you need to be critiqued. The problem is there's a lot of cats out there that don't know what it's like to be criticized, and when they do, they get in their feelings.
So when you brought the questions to the table yesterday, which we hadn't even like talked about before the show, you just kind of like had it in your head and you asked, right?
I just asked the question.
So I think obviously some people took it as a knock or something. What I think is interesting is when you said describe Jalen without using the word winner, what's pretty clear is winners become the crutch word, right? We all agree he's a winner. But if you couldn't use that word, how would you use to describe it?
And
I found you to be inquisitive. You were trying to figure out what people...
I was just trying to figure out how would you describe him, because every time we talk about Jalen...
Because winner is the clutch.
Is the clutch. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm asking.
Besides that.
And people got upset because they automatically assumed that I was trying to be disrespectful and start talking about my career. And the fact, and I just got to say this again. You telling me I have not won a Super Bowl is not a flex. You telling me I have not done this, that, or third is not a flex. I went to a small college in Ohio, and I got drafted 16th overall.
It's pretty good.
So when you tell me that I haven't done this, that, or third, I went higher in the draft than Jalen Hurts did, and Jalen Hurts went to Alabama. I went to Central State University. None of y'all know where that's at. So to me, you're not hurting my feelings. So there's that. But when we talk about this, it's not like we're trying to tear anybody down. Well, when I talk about him, I don't know about anybody. I can't speak for anybody else. But when you talk about being critiqued and being better, Jalen Hurts has been to two Super Bowls. We're trying to get to our third. If we want to get to our third, it begins and ends with the quarterback. Quarterback has to play better.
And the offense needs to be better. I mean,
altogether.
Yeah, they need to score
altogether. It's just not all on him. Everybody needs to play better, but it starts with him. Just like everybody want to talk about Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was the catalyst for that team to win that game last night. I know the kick returner got the party started, but Sam Darnold stepped up after he threw two interceptions and got the party started. So, you know, that's all we try to do here every day, is try to teach.
Well, that's
every day.
Class is in session with Professor Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494 for your phone calls after on the other side. And something interesting Jason Kelce said yesterday on the morning show about what he wants to see from our offense in the final few weeks of the season. I agree with him on this. Starting tomorrow, you're hearing from Kelce next. Your phone calls on this. Jalen, how you think he's going to play tomorrow? And the Rams at Seahawks, are we in the same class as those two teams?
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.